And, you know, that's where you hear the Cats win, Cats win, Cats win the championship.
There it is. Let the celebration begin. The Humboldt Wildcats are the Class 3A state champions.
Let's do a little back here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over, baby.
Let me hear it, Joe.
Cats win! The championship!
I felt the little bumps come up in the back of my neck when he did that. Joe had been doing sports a long time. It meant a tremendous amount to him. Talking on the radio and painting a picture is not the easiest thing in the world to do, and especially when you're conveying the emotion of it. And Joe successfully did it, and I was proud to be a part of that.
We all know Joe as being, you know, when you listen to it, his ball game, he was like a Jim Zabel of the days. He would get so excited we didn't know who actually was winning the ball game. Got all said and done when he said the words, "Cats win, Cats win." That's how we know Joe the best. I am Jim Hassett, and Joe Hassett was my brother. He was a sports director at KHBT from, oh boy, let's see, that was 28 years, so I'm not sure what year he started. So he finished in 2009. So 28 years before that, so what's that going to be? Joe basically covered everything, I think. He basically, sports editor was his first thing. He was doing that. And he did all the baseball, basketball, even got into soccer and wrestling in his later life at the station. And he would give the news in the morning, give the news at night time, and so he was basically 24/7 with the station.
What stories do you remember, if any, from his time here at KHBT?
Oh, got so many stories. You know, I hear from the guys, all the guys I play golf with or just associate with, tell me stories about Joe. You know, there's a great story about him and Mike Daly playing golf, and after three holes, Mike turns around to say, "Joe, what are you doing?" "Well, I'm just kind of broadcasting every year one of your swings." It says, "Well, okay, I'm just curious. I hear you talking, but I don't know what you're talking about."
Did Joe always have this passion for sports, or did it grow up later in his life?
No, he's always had this passion. As a matter of fact, when he's 8 years younger than I was, so when I was in high school, he basically, after I left and went away for 4 years in the service, Joe would be at the ball games. He'd be up in the corner doing the play-by-play. He started doing that probably back in eighth grade. He always liked to do that, and he would do it at home. He would set up his table, and he would do the broadcasting at home, soccer, hockey, you name it. He'd do any kind of broadcasting just to practice. Growing up, you know, we had seven kids in our family, and he was our baby, and we did a lot of things together. We played, Joe and I used to play a lot of basketball. A lot of people don't realize Joe was a pretty good basketball shooter, and you know, he could beat me pretty good at the 3-point shots, and that was kind of tough on me to take let Joe beat me like that. But we did a lot of things as brothers and sisters. We played games and traveled around the country a little bit.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about your brother who passed away. Thank you for coming out to the station and taking the time to be part of our 50th anniversary documentary.
Well, thank you, and it was a great opportunity for my brother, and he'll look down and enjoy this time. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kathy Kohler. I'm the general manager and owner of KHBT in Humboldt. Joe, I believe, still walks the halls of the radio station here. There are times where unexplained things happen, and we just know it's Joe. We know Joe still hangs out here at the radio station, and we welcome that. Joe was a big part of KHBT for many, 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 many years, so we welcome his presence here.
My name is Eric McKay, and I was the news and sports director at KHBT from 2008 to 2010. Joe, so my first day at work, I was the first one at the station because I wanted to make sure I was there in time. He beat me to work, every day after that. He was there crazy early, getting everything prepared, and he would always have his sports reports ready to go. And he was, you know, he was just like everybody in town knew him. And one of the first things he did was he took me up into his office and was playing the play-by-play clip from when Humboldt won the state championship. That was a big memory for him. I was glad I was there while he was still there because it made the transition a lot easier. Because if you got co-signed by Joe, that meant I was okay. And so the coaches were able to open up and do all the coaches show stuff, and it was great. I mean, Joe was just, he was such a great personality, and certainly loved the Cats, and they loved him back.
So Eric, what initially drew you to Humboldt or KHBT?
Well, initially it was because it was available. It was at a time when that was like right toward the tail end and kind of in the middle of the recession. I grew up in Michigan originally, and so there were just no jobs where I was, and so I kind of continued fanning out, and I found a listing for the job on a sports casting jobs forum, basically, and applied, and you know, did the phone interview thing. I came out with my grandfather to tour the station in the town, and I didn't know Humboldt, Iowa even existed prior to applying for the job.
But obviously, you know, getting to work in Humboldt and at the station, you run into people and you realize it's you know, such a wonderful community. What is your maybe fondest memory, or is there a specific moment that really sticks out of your time here?
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Humboldt County Fair. One thing that I remember was when we were covering the county fair out there, and there was a pro wrestling troupe based out of Algona. I don't know if they're still there or not, but they were doing a pro wrestling thing at the Humboldt County Fair. And in the main event that night, they had the county sheriff at the time actually wrestled in the main event. They had a whole thing set up for him. That was pretty crazy. I also remember doing the play-by-play for the 4th of July parades. And we had, so there were, you know, this huge parade. It was a parade that was so big, I remember Chuck Grassley had the ability to go through the parade twice. He actually went through with his own little reelection campaign thing at first. Then he circled around to the back when he was done and joined the Humboldt County Republicans and walked with them. The route was so short and the parade itself was so long that Senator Grassley was able to walk it twice. Those were it was funny, a funny thing. And trying to think, you know, sports-wise, you know, I got the chance to meet Ed Thomas. He came and spoke at an event in Humboldt, and I got a chance to meet him and interview him. And it was, gosh, that would have been just a few months before he was killed. I was lucky enough to cross paths with him before that all went down.
Ed Thomas was the football coach at Applington Parkersburg High School until his untimely death in 2009. His brother, Greg Thomas, currently serves as the activities director at Humboldt High School. Eric McKay left KHBT in 2010, and he's now an anchor for News Channel Nebraska. A few years after McKay, KHBT would welcome another news and sports director in Nathan Bleckel. Nathan carried on the tradition set by Joe Hassett of high-quality, enthusiastic sports coverage during his time at the station. He was no stranger to sports when he started back in 2016, and his love of the Wildcats only grew during his 3 years at the Bolt.
I tell you what, I had so much fun in my time in Humboldt at KHBT. The list could go on and on forever. I think the number one memory of mine, and I guess it kind of goes into some of the events I've done, was my first summer, the baseball team making the state tournament. That was an outstanding run. And the cool thing is, you know, I was only 21 at that time. And now looking back at it now, some of those guys on that team I still communicate with, and some of them are my closest friends. I remember Chris Whiskey. He was the star pitcher of that year, and him and I go fishing all the time, and we share a lot of memories together. And that was obviously my first summer in Humboldt. That was a memory that I'll never, ever forget because it was a wild game, sub-state final. I think they were playing Gilbert, and it was just an outstanding game. And that game was in Boone, and Humboldt baseball fans know that Humboldt and Boone have had a long-standing rivalry in the playoffs. So it was cool to see them get a win there. You know, some of the other things we've done, just the we've done as a team at KHBT. I mean, it's been a, you know, there obviously there's been some changes there now, but boy, we had a long run. You know, it was me, you, Carrie, Kathy, Bruce, and we had a lot of fun together. Working in that team with those people was fun every day. I mean, there was always laughter. We took our job seriously, but we kept it light. We had a lot of fun with each other. You know, that's just kind of the vibe at KHBT, and that's why it was so much fun to work there.
So what have you noticed about Humboldt specifically with, you know, how supportive they are with their sports teams rather than maybe some other places you've lived or worked at?
Well, I tell you what, people from Humboldt are nuts about the Wildcats, to tell you that. And that's one of the cool things about KHBT too, working there, Sam, was that, you know, everybody cared about what Humboldt was doing. And, you know, KHBT is strictly Humboldt. You know, you go anywhere else and you're covering 6, 7, 8 different schools. And that's currently what I'm doing. I love that. But I also love that the feeling that, you know, we're just Humboldt and we're all Humboldt all the time. And it shows with the support we get from the community, when working there. I mean, people listen to the games on the regular. People show up to games on the regular. People know who you are, from doing these games and, putting stuff out on the website and writing about it. Just seeing the responses that people, put out there. I mean, Humboldt is crazy about their sports, and that made my job so much more fun because I knew people cared. I knew people listened, and I knew people, were genuinely invested in what we were doing. And it was a situation I didn't take lightly. I feel like if you ask anyone, they'll say that I took my job as a sports director very seriously. Mm-hmm. Perhaps a little bit more seriously than the news side of things.
Yeah, with that in mind, I mean, did you feel maybe there's a little bit of pressure on you just because people took sports so seriously?
Oh, definitely. But it was a good pressure. It wasn't like overwhelming. It was a pressure that I just wanted to put out the best content that I possibly could. And I think I did that, and I improved a lot because of that. You know, if you go back and listen to me when I first started at KHBT, man, I sound horrendous on the air doing about everything. But you know, now it's all second nature to me. And a lot of that is because, of just the expectations that were set even before me. I'm sure, you'll catch up with Alex, during this program. And Alex was a great mentor for me, and he did a great job and Humboldt, and everyone told me about how great he was. And he was, I mean, he was outstanding. And I knew I had big shoes to fill when I came in and stepped in for Alex when he took a different job. It just kind of all of those things combined helped make me, become a better person on and off the air.
We're joined right now by Alex Solsma, and I feel like I'm basking in the presence of greatness here, former sports and news director here at KHBT and really a local town legend. And Alex, thanks for coming in today. It's a pleasure to finally meet you and get a face to the name. When you come back to Humboldt, what really strikes you as the thing that you miss most about the town, the community, and really being back here at the station?
I think the relationships with the people. I just love getting to know people during the time I was here. So I probably won't be able to see everybody that I'd like to see while I'm back, but this is a special place. It's a very giving community, and I think you probably already noticed that, and you'll come to notice that whenever there's somebody in need or there's some type of cause, it seems like the community always rallies around that, and everybody's very friendly, whether you're at the grocery store or whether you're walking down the street or at a ball game. It seems like people are always willing to come up to you and make you feel welcome and chat with you. So I just kind of miss those day-to-day experiences, getting to know people on a personal level and getting to just have those conversations with them.
When I got here, one of the first things that I noticed was you're in Bruce's friendship.
Yeah, this is Bruce Chapul. I was in sales here at KHBT from June 1st of 2016 till 2019.
So Bruce, oh man, Bruce and I started on the same day.
We were the new boys on the block, so we would go out for lunch every day and just developed a very, very good relationship.
And him and I, we're still tight. Bruce was someone I could always rely on. He was, you know, a coworker, a friend, a dad, a grandpa. He was all of those things, you know, like when you say, you know, people have friends of all ages and all colors and all that, it's really the truth. And Bruce is a person that understood me. He took me under his wing. He taught me so many different things. Not even about radio, I mean, or sales. I mean, he just taught me life skills. I mean, Bruce is a farmer, so you know, he's handy. I'm just so grateful to be able to know Bruce and his his wife Kim and all of his kids and his grandkids. It's just a good family, and Bruce is just a 100% a good guy that will do anything for you, give a shirt off your back for you, and that was the type of person that Bruce was. He's just a good old man, and I love him to death, and he knows that. And we still talk on the phone about once a month, catch up, or shoot each other a text, let each other know we're still thinking about him. Kind of the cool thing about Humboldt, when I was there, like you said, we didn't have family there. You know, we weren't from Humboldt. We weren't ingrained in the Humboldt community, and, you know, specifically, I know that we have more questions to get to, but I do want to say something about one specific family in Humboldt that has meant so much to me, and that's the Yemlins. I'm guessing people who listen to this and know me know my relationship with Rick and Courtney and all of the Yemlin kids. The moment I met them and became ingrained with them was the moment I knew Humboldt was a special place, because, you know, Rick and I are, like, absolute very best friends. We talk every day on the phone. We text every day. Like, him and I are like brothers, and, you know, that type of relationship you don't find anywhere, you know, very many places. And to have that special relationship with Rick and his family and Humboldt, that was, you know, that was when I knew that Humboldt was a very special place. And those, that family has a lot of my happiness in Humboldt, and a lot of my good time spent in Humboldt is because of that family. So if you're listening, guys, I miss you and I love you still.
You know, of course, here at KHBT, we miss Nathan as well. I really miss having, you know, just a competent, really good news director and sports director here at the station. It was just so great.
Sam.
It was so great to have Nathan here, because I learned a lot from him. And I know he learned a little bit from me, but really just his expertise in news and sports can never be matched.
Sam.
KHBT will never see another great sports broadcaster and news director.
Sam, I'm like, standing right here. Hi.
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 Look, I forgot you were here. I'm gonna be flat out honest with you.
Easy mistake.
Forgot
easy
you
mistake
worked here at all. Donovan, that was a rehearsed bit that we did, so I hope that no one's feelings are hurt on Donovan's behalf. And Donovan, I hope your feelings aren't hurt.
You know, I know it was rehearsed, but my feelings, no, I'm just kidding.
A little bit, right?
It was just a little bit.
No. I think you have filled Nathan's shoes and then some. Nothing to discredit Nathan, of course. You know about Joe Hassett, Todd Studer, Eric McKay, all these wonderful sports people at KHBT. Whenever someone else comes in, of course, there's that legacy behind them that you got to live up to, and I really honestly feel like you have.
I say for me, it's not about replacing, it's about building upon what that person did. So obviously, yes, I have my own broadcasting style. I have my own legacy that I would like to leave on Humboldt throughout my time here. But at the same time, as a station, we should be trying to build on one another. Say, okay, here's the standard that person set. Now I'm gonna go ahead and say, okay, gotta meet that and get above it.
Absolutely, and I think that's very well said. You definitely have your own style. You contribute your own personality, and that's a big part of it, especially with sports. Coming in, you did not have a lot of experience with news, correct?
That is really correct. 100% really correct. That is 100% correct. You know, first of all, I'd really like to thank you for all the training you provided. You had more experience in news than I did, and you provided some very, very good advice, and you still do, and I really appreciate every time you say, hey, maybe you want to do it this way, I take it seriously. You know, learning the ropes with the news has definitely been a new experience. I'm definitely glad I'm getting this experience, because as a young broadcaster, I'm always looking for ways to make myself multi-sided. You never want to be in this industry and in any industry, really. You never want to be just one thing. You don't want to be that one-sided. You want to be multi-dimensional.
You know, just like with sports, news has its own legacy here in Humboldt. And Robert Christensen wanted to bring that to Humboldt. 50 years of news, you know?
Yeah.
It's the sports has some amazing moments, but when you think of all the news stories, everything that occurred from 1970 until now, and, you know, every single day, you have the whole weight of all the news of Humboldt's past on your shoulders, and you got to try to build on that and create. And are you getting nervous?
Yeah, I just feel like you put a bunch of rocks in a backpack. I'm like, no. Humboldt deserves to have some platform, some station that is going to provide updates, the what's going on in the city, what's going on in the county, what's going on in surrounding communities. And so I'm glad to be part of that. I'm truly glad that I get this opportunity to be kind of a voice that Humboldt gets to know as – a source of information, because then I'll have people come up to me on the street who started to recognize me, and they're like, I missed the newscast today. I actually had one of my neighbors on one of the recent fires. She knocked on my door, and she wanted to know, so how did it all start? And, you know, getting to be that guy, it's kind of interesting, but it's also kind of nice to know that I get to be that source of information, that I get to play a very important part in this city, because this is a very nice city and nice community to be a part of.
You know, and on top of that, as on-air talent, you know, there's plenty of times where there's breaking stories. I got to go on and let people know. And it is a big responsibility, but it's a good responsibility and a good feeling to be able to do that. But Donovan, I'm rambling a little bit here, and I'd like to get back to the program. Have you enjoyed it so far?
I have enjoyed it so far. And, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time to put this together, Sam.
Absolutely. It wasn't just me. A lot of people are involved. I want to give a special shout-out to Heather Jensen. She is our business manager here at KHBT, and she spent a lot of time compiling and researching a lot about KHBT and Humboldt and its history. And we're going to get a little bit more into that later, and I'll do a huge thank you to everybody that took part in this later on. But for right now, we're going to continue with KHBT 50 Years of Broadcasting. Donovan, again, thank you for talking with me.
That's my pleasure.
All right, on with the show.
Hi, my name is Emily. I was program director of KHBT from December 2014 to September of 2016.
So, Emily, first question is, what brought you to KHBT?
Well, Kathy, yeah. She hired me for the job of program director and on-air talent. I hadn't even graduated college, so I was pretty stoked to have a job before graduating college. And, I mean, going to a small town in the Midwest, I knew what I was doing because I'm from a small town in Minnesota. So it just sounded like a great first place to start.
What was going through your head seeing the town and kind of interacting with people when you first started?
You know, it's pretty exciting to start with, you know, meeting all the new people in the community, all the big shots, getting to learn how radio actually works was super exciting, and just kind of being someone who had a lot of control over the radio station also really was exciting for me.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, and that's one of the reasons I like working for Kathy is if I ever have an idea, she just kind of tells me to run with it. She trusts me. Yeah. Why don't we go back to that? Tell me a little bit about your experience working for Kathy, and then anyone else you want to mention that were kind of people that you kind of admired working with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I loved working with everyone at KHBT. Kathy, Carrie, Casey, who's no longer there. I don't know if you've met Dave yet.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of a general manager while I was there for a little while. He gave me a lot of direction as well. Everyone was just wanting to see the station succeed. We all had the same goal in mind, and they all were great at giving constructive feedback and whatnot. So it was just a great team of people to work with. Nathan Bleckel, he was fun to work with. It was just that small team that was a lot of, you know, passion and motivation, and they really had a great direction of where they were going, and it was so fun to work with that team.